How to add intelligent decision support systems to your small business in 5 easy steps. You have 17 browser tabs open. Your inbox is overflowing. 3 different spreadsheets are telling you 3 different stories about last month's performance. And somewhere in that chaos, you need to make a decision that could shape your business for the next quarter. Sound familiar? If you're a small business owner, decision fatigue isn't just a buzzword, it's your daily reality. Studies show that the average adult makes around 35,000 decisions per day, and for entrepreneurs, that number skews even higher. The weight of constant choices drains your energy, clouds your judgment, and eventually leads to analysis paralysis. The good news? You don't have to operate this way anymore. Intelligent decision support systems are changing how small businesses approach their toughest calls. According to recent research, organizations using AI-driven decision support report up to 25% faster decision-making and measurably higher accuracy on critical business choices. And contrary to what you might think, these tools aren't just for enterprise giants with unlimited budgets. Let's walk through exactly how to bring this capability into your business in 5 straightforward steps. Step 1. Assess your operational needs. Before you shop for solutions, you need to understand where you're bleeding time and energy. Techniques designed for Fortune 500 companies don't translate directly to small businesses. Your needs are fundamentally different. You're trying to figure out whether to hire that part-time employee, which marketing channel deserves more budget, or whether that new product line will actually pay off. Start by conducting a simple audit of your workflows. Ask yourself where you spend the most time gathering information before making a choice. Which decisions keep you up at night because you're unsure of the data? What processes have clear measurement criteria, like time savings or customer response times? Focus on high-impact areas first, like inventory management, customer service, or financial forecasting. The bottom line is this: don't try to automate everything at once. Identify 2 or 3 decision-heavy processes that drain your leadership bandwidth. Step 2. Select appropriate solutions. This is where most small business owners get tripped up. They see flashy AI demos and think they need the most sophisticated platform on the market. They don't. The smartest approach is to choose solutions based on your specific operational requirements, not technology trends. A survey from late 2025 found that 72% of small businesses that successfully adopted AI started with simple, proven tools before graduating to complex systems. If your pain point is customer communication, start with an intelligent chatbot. If you're drowning in data, look for a dashboard tool that consolidates your key metrics. If forecasting is your weakness, consider a lightweight predictive analytics tool designed for small businesses. Resist the urge to over-engineer. The best system for your business is the one you will actually use consistently. Step 3. Plan implementation with clear milestones. You wouldn't launch a new product without a timeline. The same discipline applies here. A detailed implementation plan should include specific objectives, realistic timelines, resource requirements, and success metrics. Don't skip the human side of this equation. Even in a 5-person company, your team needs to understand why you're introducing these tools and how their roles will be enhanced. Research shows that businesses investing in staff development alongside new technology see significantly higher adoption rates. Your system won't be perfect on day 1, so build in checkpoints at 30, 60, and 90 days to evaluate performance. Step 4. Test in controlled environments. A common mistake is rolling out a new tool across every function all at once. A smarter path is to deploy through pilot programs. Pick one department or one decision type. Let the system run in parallel with your existing approach for a few weeks and compare the AI-driven recommendations against what you would have decided manually. This phased approach gives you real-world performance data before you're fully committed, time to adjust settings, and it helps build organizational buy-in. Controlled testing prevents costly operational disruptions. It's not about slowing down. It's about building momentum the right way. Step 5. Maintain human oversight and ongoing support. This might be the most important step of all. An intelligent decision support system is exactly that: support. It's not a replacement for your judgment. In the old way of doing things, you would gather all the data manually and make decisions based on gut instinct, often second-guessing yourself. With the new way, the system aggregates and analyzes the data for you, providing recommendations with reasoning you can evaluate. You're still the one making the call on critical business functions, but now you can make confident, data-backed choices much faster. Look for solutions that offer explainable AI, meaning the system shows you why it's recommending a particular course of action. Finally, ensure you have ongoing technical support. AI technology evolves rapidly, and you'll want to stay current, from overwhelmed to confident. Remember that image of 17 browser tabs and conflicting spreadsheets? Now picture this instead. You walk into Monday morning with a clear dashboard showing your key metrics, flagged opportunities, and specific recommendations. You spend 30 minutes reviewing and deciding instead of 3 hours digging and guessing. That's the shift intelligent decision support systems make possible. The businesses adopting these tools now are making better decisions faster and pulling ahead of competitors. You can get there too, and it doesn't require a massive budget. The decisions aren't going away, but how you make them is entirely up to you.